Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Thank you. Well, today, in appreciation for our clients, we are doing a bit of a customer appreciation day. So that means I will read some of the questions and kudos and answer them here live and in living color. And of course, we do have some tips for you to help keep you safe. So, ready for a great show? Ready for some awesome tunes to help your day? I know you are. Well, stay tuned. And you know my rule, don't you touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You know who you are, you're everything beautiful. She's hot, hot like the sun, the loneliest one, still everything beautiful. But I've been
And it isn't Monday, but I think this song fits. We could call it Manic Wednesday. Here's another great blast from the past. Here is Manic Mondays by the Bangles. Okay, friends, so as promised, let's get into the mail. Now, this one comes to us from Doriana in Markham, Ontario. And he asks, is it illegal to lie to the police if pulled over by the ride program? Is it okay to just say no when they ask if I had had anything to drink tonight, even if I drank one drink 2 hours ago? Okay, let's read that over. Okay, so this one comes to us from Doriana in Markham, Ontario. And she asks, is it illegal to lie to the police if pulled over by the ride program? Is it okay to just say no when they ask if I had anything to drink tonight, even if I drank one drink 2 hours ago? Well, Doriana, I'll tell you this. You will have to ask a lawyer if it is illegal to lie to the police or not. But I would not suggest it. Since you're asking me what I would do, this is what I would do. I would not suggest you lying to the police. If you are drinking and you are not sure where you are, where your brack is, and you're not sure enough to want to lie, you shouldn't be driving in the first place, Doriana. Okay? I would suggest saying, yes, officer, I had one drink 2 hours ago. And if they ask you to take a breathalyzer test, don't refuse it. Okay? Not to shamelessly plug our product, but do you see now how you would be less scared if you did check your BRAC and you knew your BRAC before you got pulled over? Right? Right. So yes, don't lie and be responsible so you don't feel like you have to lie. Okay? That's my advice to you, Doriana and Markham. Okay, so next question, and this one comes from Jamie from Mohawk College. Hi, Julia. I received some of your breathalyzers single use in my Christmas stocking this past Christmas. Oh, that's great. I think they're really great. They actually helped my friend as she thought she was okay to drive back to Kitchener as we slept for about 3 hours. Well, I'm out of your devices now and will get more when my budget allows, as my boyfriend is usually our designated driver to clubs, but he does have a drink or two when we are out. My question is, how long usually can we wait after our drinks to drive for the nights we don't have your breathalyzers? As I said, even after sleeping for 3 hours, my friend was still about 0.05 to 0.06 according to your device. Well, hi, Jamie from Mohawk. As you saw from your friend, it varies. right? There really isn't any set time because of all the varying elements that do affect your BRAC, all right? This is why, Jamie, it's always best to test, right? Test yourself and practice safe drinking, meaning eating first, being hydrated with water, drinking your drink slowly, and testing more than once throughout the night, okay? The only way to know for sure, Jamie, is to test, as you saw. Now, I know it's easy to feel invincible, but just think of it this way. You might be invincible, Jamie, and your boyfriend may feel like he's invincible, but think about the other people in the car, or think about the other people in the other car. The other persons or the other pedestrians, they may not be invincible, okay? And I know, like, if you're in your 20s and 30s, you're at Mohawk College, so I'm assuming that you're an undergrad, you might feel it's okay to, like, you know, just guess and just go by how you feel. But don't do that. Because I'm telling you why. There are some things you can't feel until you're in the situation. And when you're in the situation, Jimmy, it's too late. For example, you can feel like you're okay to drive, but yet still underestimate the speed of a vehicle coming towards you. That's very dangerous. So some things, yeah, sure, you can gamble with, but Jamie, not with your life, not with other people's lives, not with your future, okay? Or not with your family's lives, because whatever happens in your life will affect your family and the other person's family. So test yourself. Don't guess. Send me another email. What I will do is I will send you a care package with some free single-use breathalyzers. How about that? Just tag us when you use it, Jamie.
What are we waiting for?
are back. So let's get back into these. And friends, let me know if you like this segment. Maybe I'll keep it, where we read some of the communications, good, bad, and ugly. Well, depends on how bad and how ugly. We read the genuine questions and comments. We don't give airtime to trolls. So here is a question from Mr. Dwayne Brooks from Jane and Finch. And he says, hi, Julia. Big up. And much respect to you and what you are doing. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dwayne Brooks. He says, I liked the shows you did with the two officers. My question is, you mentioned when pulled over after coming to a complete stop, we should keep our hands on the steering wheel. But in reality, when we are pulled over, it is very intimidating as we don't know if we have a good cop or not. So the first thing we have to do is get our phone cameras out and leave it on record. How can we do this if, like you say, our hands should be on the steering wheel? What you say in theory makes sense, but in reality, we don't know what kind of cop we are getting, and that is very scary. Huh. Well, hello, Dwayne, and thank you for writing in, and big ups to you. Big ups to you as well. Dwayne, I understand what you are saying. I really do. I understand. And it can be intimidating when pulled over. And I understand, too, that nowadays we use our phones to protect ourselves by recording interactions. I get that. I understand completely. But this is my advice to you. Dwayne, don't be in the wrong. Your hands must be where the police can see them. Okay? So let me give you some understanding. Imagine you are that cop. All right, and you pull over a complete stranger. You don't know if the person has a weapon or not. All right, the fact is, pulling people over is one of the most dangerous parts of the cop's job. It is. And yes, it's true, even though they do have training for de-escalation, etc. Remember, you are dealing with human beings. Right? And just as you might be cautious, they are cautious as well. So you might be thinking, oh, you know, I'm reaching for my phone to record. And they might be thinking, what is he reaching for? Why is he reaching? Is he reaching for a weapon? Right? So be in the right, Dwayne. Be in the right. Leave your hands on the steering wheel when they approach your car, when the police approach your car and ask for your documents. When they ask for your documents, you tell them where it is in your car or on your person, and you tell them you'll be reaching for them. Okay? So, you be in the right. And I know you are right. You don't know who you will be getting. As a matter of fact, you don't know who you will be getting, and that is why you must not make any sudden moves or reach for anything. Okay? So, you know, some cops have more experience than some cops, that is true. And you never know, as I said before, they're human beings. You never know what type of day they're having or what happened. You never know. So that's why it's important for you to just be in the right. Keep your hands where they can see them. And when they ask for your documents, you tell them where it is and tell them that you'll be reaching for it. And I hope you really understand what I'm saying to you. Okay. Thanks, Dwayne.
Police on my back, they wanna shoot him. Police on my back, another victim. Well, he won't come back, I've been running.
And this is a question from Harry Lemon. Harry Lemon from Newmarket. I love that name. Harry Lemon. Hi, Julia. It was really nice meeting you at the Bear Fest this summer. Oh, I was wondering about your single-use breathalyzers and the fact they are single-use and plastic. I appreciate all you are doing, and I have bought more of the single uses from your site, but I'm hesitant because of this fact. How do you guys help protect the environment if these are used once and are plastic? Or single-use breathalyzers are actually made out of glass, Harry. They're not plastic. So they're not plastic. But thanks for asking that. And Harry, if you notice, when you came, if you came and you took a breath test, you know that we do care about the environment. That's why we use paper straws. Yeah, we give breath tests with paper straws at events, just like the ones we met you. That's just like the ones we met you at, right? So we'll be there again this year, and I hope to see you there again. When you come by, if you're there this year, please come by and say, hey, it's Harry, and thanks for answering my question. I would like to take a picture with you. By the way, Harry, you know what else is bad for the environment? Inebriated driving, yes, and families in tragedy.
Looking for
Here is another one of my favorites, an oldie but goodie. Don't worry. Toot, toot, toot. Be happy. Here is Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. Hey, I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy.
Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now.
Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry,
it will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried.
Do you have at least 1 year in hospitality or 1 year military training? Do you have excellent soft skills and want to make a positive difference in the lives of fellow Canadians? Do you also live in Ontario, Canada? Then we want to hear from you. Please send your resume to info@notyourchild.com. That's info@notyourchild.com. And let's talk about how we can make a positive difference in our world together. And now it's time for a song dedication on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
And do I have a story for you with this one? So, my friend's 14-year-old kid, Sammy. Now, she insists that we play a Taylor Swift song from her new album here on the radio show. So, to be honest, I never really gave Taylor Swift a chance, but I did it this time. And I really gotta say, I thought I'd never say this, but the album really has some bangers on it. It actually is good. So, much to Sammy's surprise, as cool as I am, I wasn't a Swiftie too, but I didn't even know that was a thing. Anyhow, she insisted that her mother not talk to me again until after I listened to every song on the new album and really listened. And I'm happy I did. Never ever dismiss children, folk, without giving them a chance at being right. Thanks for insisting I give Taylor's new album a chance, Sammy. And I know it may not fit, but a promise is a promise. And hey, sometimes the best things in life, they just don't fit. So, here is Bejeweled, just for you, Sammy. Enjoy.
Baby love, I think I've been a little too kind. Didn't notice you walking all over my peace of mind. In the shoes I gave you as a present. Putting someone first only works when you're in their top five. And by the way, I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember. Familiarity breeds contempt. Don't put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart. Diamonds in my eyes. I polish up real, I polish up real.
We only carry the most reliable, highest quality breathalyzers and testers in North America and Europe. All our devices have the highest certification you'll find. They are FDA approved and TÜV certified. We don't carry good enough, we carry the best. It's a matter of pride and our company's identity. So head to notyourchild.com/driversafety and pick up some life-saving gifts or find them at some of your favorite wineries and watering holes. And if they don't have them, ask them to stock them. They could very well end up saving a life. And remember our golden rule. When you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober.
To wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes from Marcus Aurelius. I quote him often, don't I? And he says, "The things you think about determine the quality of your mind. Your soul takes on the color of your thoughts." Again? Okay. He says, Marcus Aurelius says, "The things you think about determine the quality of your mind. Your soul takes on the color of your thoughts." End quote. I like that one too.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout-outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
I wish I could laugh.